Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Luke chapter 22. Tell the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there. This is the text. This evening, as we gather at the beginning of another Lenten season, our theme this year is Places of the Passion. This Lent, we're going to be gathering for these 6 weeks to reflect on the geographic places where Christ our Lord demonstrated his great love for us. We are the object of his love. There was nothing more important to him than becoming our refuge and shield. All of Adam's children stand condemned under the wrath of the law. Jesus chose to stand in harm's way between us and judgment. This was his passion. He is obsessed with being merciful. These 6 weeks, we're going to look at the physical places where these events happened. The concept of a place is more than just dealing, though, with the physical location. We have a place in this story. It's important to have a sense of place. Many of you, when you come and sit in your pew, you come and sit in your pew. And when you move around, I have to say, it's disconcerting. Thankfully, my eyes are growing dim and everyone's more blurry than they used to be. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a sense of place. I mean, studies show that actually students in school learn better when they have a sense of place in the classroom. It's a source of comfort to know that you are in the place where you belong. I was excited when the pastors here in the Quincy circuit chose this as the theme this year for our rotation, because after visiting Israel, all of these places are still etched in my mind. In the coming weeks, we're going to read through the entire Passion from Luke's Gospel, just a small portion each week. And, spoiler alert, but you won't be surprised by the story. It's like any familiar story. I mean, no matter how many times you watch the movie Titanic, the boat always sinks. And the string quartet always plays "Nearer My God to Thee" as the musicians pondered the thought that this was the last day they would spend on this earth. Why does the movie always include those events? Because that's what actually happened. The Lenten story, it's a simple story. And you've been to these places before, maybe not in person, but through the witness of the Word of God, the upper room, the Garden of Gethsemane, the halls of Pontius Pilate, the hill of Golgotha. These are places we remember when we meditate on our Lord's Passion. These are the places we talk about each year when we retell the story. Why do we include these details every year? Because this is what actually happened. These are the real places where Jesus walked and talked and ate and prayed and bled and died. It's a simple story that we tell over and over again. And this year when we tell it, Peter will still be Peter, denying Jesus in the courtyard. Pilate will still be Pilate, struggling in his judgment hall. And the crowds will still be the crowds, calling for Jesus' death outside the palace. But the story of the places of the Passion, it's not a story of frustration and failure. For in the midst of this story, there is a wonderful, powerful love. We will see tonight and every night that no matter what place we find ourselves in our lives, God is still coming and claiming us as His children. God is still coming, preparing a place for us in His kingdom. We are still the object of His love. There is still nothing more powerful, more important to Him than being our refuge and shield. There is nothing greater that He cares for more than to rescue you out of the depths and bring you to Himself. So tonight, we begin our Lenten observance with the celebration of the Lord's Supper. There in the upper room, Jesus performed a miracle. Now, nobody knows the exact location of the original upper room. There's a traditional location. You go and visit Jerusalem, they'll take you to this building, and there you go upstairs, and there's a large room and another little side room that you can't go in. And it is a traditional place, but that building was built, hundreds of years after Jesus. But it's a place to remember what happened that night. Knowing the exact place isn't important, and you could never find out where it is because the city has been destroyed. There are no buildings original to when Jesus walked and talked, except for a few underground basement areas. Knowing the exact place isn't what's important. It's what happened in that upper room that has given life, hope, peace, joy, comfort, the forgiveness of sins, and salvation to generation upon generation of the people of God. Jesus established a new and better covenant in His blood. He performed a miracle and said, "This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you." He has given us the opportunity, as we have a sense of place within His kingdom, to gather together and hear the words of Christ our Lord and participate in this ongoing miraculous feast. "This is my body." He offers a feast that is a foretaste of the feast to come. And tonight there is a feast. And at the Lord's table, there is a place for you. His broken body and shed blood, His suffering, His death, His resurrection. It all has a purpose. It still has a purpose. There is no reason to fear. Your sins have been forgiven. Your life, it's no longer your own. It never was yours to start with. We started out as slaves to sin and have become children of God, bought with the blood of the Son of God Himself. And tonight, you are invited by your Father, who has adopted you through the waters of baptism, who has set a place for you at His table. It's a simple meal. It's a simple story. It's a simple remembrance. And oh yeah, we do it all the time. But what a wonderful work God has done and continues to do. And there's a reason that His people gather together with joy each week. Gather together with joy each season as we come here on Ash Wednesday and special services like Maundy Thursday, because we hunger and thirst to participate in this miracle once again, to come and take our place at the table of the Lord and to feast on the broken body and shed blood of the Son of God himself. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.